until we face the fact that our problem is not a problem with machines per se, that our problem is not a problem of election fraud as we have always suffered from it. Our problem is not a policy problem. It's not a procedural problem. It's not a technical problem. The problem is the Republican Party has been hijacked by a profoundly anti-democratic and anti-rational movement. This is an extremist movement. It doesn't even regard itself as based on reason. It regards itself as faith-based. It is equally addicted to a kind of crackpot theology and an extreme laissez-faire pro-corporate plutocracy. They will do anything to subvert the will of the electorate. That is the problem.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because a lot of people talk about how everything the White House does is political, quote unquote. Mm. But you say that actually their agenda is profoundly anti-political.
Well, in the sense that, I mean, of course, they are astonishingly cynical, and they really have, I think, forgotten the crucial distinction between propaganda and reality. So in that sense, of course, they are very political. But when I say they're also anti-political, they detest the give and take of politics. Their version of politics is one that completely eliminates opposition. It does away with the need for compromise. There is no deliberation. Bush and Cheney have a distinctly fascistic loathing for deliberation. I mean, Bush has referred to the UN and to Congress as debating societies. It's exactly the way that Mussolini referred to Parliament. You know, it's all talk. We act. We do things. That's the fascist view.
They create their own reality.
They create their own reality. Our Congress has been reduced to a rubber stamp assembly, which is what we always referred to, the General Assembly in Iraq as being, and rightly, because that's what it was. Ours is the same. The Democrats basically aren't consulted before big votes. It's as if they're not even there. You know, we've got a movement that is anti-political in the sense that it's not about pluralism. It's not about compromise. It's about the imposition on the whole country of a really regressive, dangerous, apocalyptic program. So what Fooled Again is all about, you know, it's not just about technical infractions of the law. It's not just about, oh, we must have more reliable computerized voting machines. Our entire way of life, our system of government, the ideals of the Enlightenment on which the founding of this republic was based, all of this is under concerted challenge by a movement that is profoundly hostile to the Enlightenment. Until we face this fact, and until the American people are finally told what the Bush Republicans did on 2004, we're not going to have any reforms. If we keep tap dancing around and pretending it's a problem on both sides, that's not going to mobilize anyone to call for the kind of revolution that we really need. We have to revisit our revolutionary heritage and learn to cherish it in a way that we haven't done for a very long time.